Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is today's commentary.
You know, it's interesting, Michael, to listen to the Democrats, and especially Joe Manchin, claim that they have not raised taxes on people making under $400,000. I want to tell you what the tax foundation, excuse me, not the tax foundation, the federal program that administers, that looks at the effects of legislation on taxes. It says that 97% of people making between $100,000 and $200,000 will see a tax increase. It says 91% of people making between $75,000 and $100,000 will see a tax increase. 61% for people making between $40,000 and $50,000, and 24% for people making between $10,000 and $12,000. But let me say this. They're wrong in this sense. 100% of everybody making over $10,000. In fact, 100% of everybody making anything will see a significant tax increase for one reason: the inflation that the Democrats have put into our system. Because here's the reason. Let's try to keep it real simple. If your family of two is making $80,000, that'd be two people averaging $40,000 apiece. If your family of two is making $80,000, then you're in the 24% tax bracket. And you also are paying Social Security and Medicare out of your wages. So you're actually, for every additional dollar that you earn, you're going to pay 32 to 33% more in taxes. But the first 9% this year, the first 9% of your pay raise is to keep pace with inflation. But when you get that 9% pay raise, which most people are not, by the way, but when you get that 9% pay raise, 32% of the 9% is going to pay higher taxes. And so that family making $80,000 is going to see a pay raise of approximately $7,000 to $8,000, but 32% of that goes to pay taxes, either Social Security or Medicare or income taxes on their pay raise. So they're not keeping pace with inflation. And Joe Manchin and the Democrats are the ones responsible for it. Let me just go over how much spending. When the Democrats got into office, the very first thing they did was they passed a COVID relief bill of the infrastructure bill of $1.2 trillion. And by the way, that's almost all pork. Only 10% of that money is actually going to roads and bridges. The rest of it's going to a bunch of other stuff that has nothing to do with roads and bridges. $1.9 trillion was the next amount they spent, and that was for so-called COVID relief. Then they spent, now recently, $400 billion on a so-called CHIPS bill, which is nothing but a pork bill for the chip companies that the Biden administration favors, because it has all kinds of strings attached to it. And then most recently, and Joe Manchin seems most proud of this, because his wife now gets to control $1 billion in the local foundation or the local organization up there that's getting $1 billion that Joe Manchin's wife is the head of 900. It's $900 billion of new spending. And here's where that money is going. It's most interesting. $369 billion is going on energy and climate efforts. By the way, they're taxing the heck out of the fossil fuel industry. That's part of the list of industries that they are targeting. And I want to talk about that, by the way, further in the program, Michael, about this particular thing. Then $300 billion for green loan guarantees. $300 billion for green loan guarantees. Remember Solyndra and all those companies that went broke. So that will end up being, boy, you're talking about political pork there. Then $80 billion $80 billion to double the number of IRS agents. Now, I want to talk about the implications of that also. So those are two things that we'll have some great stuff to talk about. But the list goes on and on and on. $60 billion for environmental justice initiatives. Exactly what that is, who knows? But you can be you can bet your bippy that it is pork laden. And so what you have is you have inflation, and by the way, this latest bill. Very, very inflationary because almost all of this money is spent in 36 months and the so-called tax revenue is collected over 10 years.
And so, that's our commentary for today.